Attention all Challenge fans. There is a ton of great Challenge merchandise at the Paramount Shop. We're talking t-shirts, yoga mats, workout gear, and more. Whether it's an official Challenge t-shirt for the gym or a hoodie to wear while you watch the latest season, shop everything the Challenge at ParamountShop.com and take 20% off with code CHALLENGE20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Challenge products with code CHALLENGE20 at ParamountShop.com. Hello, everyone. I'm Devin Simone.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira, and this is MTV's official Challenge podcast.
Woohoo! The final edition. Like, not final, but you know, like, we just watched the final.
Yes.
And while TJ took everyone to hell this week, we won't be doing that. We will be having a party in heaven as we talk about this episode, how crazy it was, the depravity of who came up with said final, and all the feels at the end. I had feels at the end.
Oh, I was triggered.
I was going to ask you if you were triggered, Anissa. Okay, what
triggered you? I would hear like little Jordan things, and I'm like, because like you can hear it at the end, like, come on. Like, mm-hmm. You can hear him. And it is one thing I could say about Jordan is he's consistent. You know, mm-hmm. You know what you're getting. And to be honest, like, it just really brings out the best. Like, when you feel like you have nothing left, you keep going. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think he's great in that aspect. He did a good job. You know, he even said it. I need to tone it down a bit. Like, we're not all him. He's incredible at these things.
I think he did a good – watching him was interesting, especially from watching the when you two competed because you know, when you're trying to motivate or encourage someone like that, like I totally get the pressure Jordan is under, the pressure he puts on himself. But when you're trying to encourage someone else, it's really a gift you're giving them. And what I mean by that is you can't give them the gift you want to receive. So just because you're someone who may respond well to like, hurry up, what are you doing? Doesn't mean they respond well to that.
Yeah.
You have to communicate it in a way that they can understand. And I think Jordan did a good job in this one.
Yeah.
It was great to see. And I love seeing how as they got closer towards the end, he's like, you're doing a great job. I love to see that he told her to break the little like tape,
of course,
you know,
but that's
and
so
to
Jordan.
Like get the trophy.
That's very
I love
Jordan.
That.
He doesn't need just knowing he won is fine, you know, and knowing that Kaz did everything she possibly could. Like, go ahead, girl. This is yours. Like, it didn't bother him at all. But I will say that it pushing Kaz is like, you know, him seeing the potential in everyone, you know?
Yeah.
If they do really have it and knowing that they have it.
Not if they do have it.
Well, I'm just saying, like, if somebody can't do it, they can't do it. But knowing, like in terms of me, like I'm not the fastest runner and I hate it, but the one thing I'm not going to do is quit. You know what I mean? Like I'll keep going until I physically can't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you saw that you do that.
Yeah, but it's
in
like
last season. Yeah.
She, you know, literally like she was like, my body's cramping up, like I'm doing whatever. But he was like, I wish she could see herself, you know? So he does try and bring out the best in people. And I think.
Yeah, he did a really good job of that. And I loved, and same with Troy and
oh my God.
Casey, seeing their camaraderie. And it was tough seeing Casey break down like that. Like, because I feel like we don't usually see that vulnerable side of her. And so just her
Casey
being like,
crying,
my body's breaking down.
Oh,
I know, that was
that got me.
Rough.
I almost cried.
And then Troy offering to carry her. And like, oh my gosh.
Wouldn't
like,
have been
you know
me.
What?
I
know there have been
you.
Some... I know there's some people we've had on the podcast who weren't Troy fans, but I'm going to just say it like I am living for Troy. Like also, because let's be honest, he showed up on the scene. Look, I know he won his season, but he showed up on the scene. How many of y'all were A, counting he'd make it this far? Be honest. And then how many of you all were counting that he'd even make it this far in the final? And like he was grinding it out. I am so impressed and just have so much respect for him and also just how he handled the whole thing. What do you think?
I mean, I feel like everybody who got there clearly like, and I know it from like, I guess a production standpoint, because I've, you know, we've interviewed a bunch of them that like they get people in the final and they're like, okay, well we made a final that we made sure that like, hopefully all of you can complete or do.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew going into it, like these teams were going to be amazing. It just, I think, speaks to all of their characters, like individually, what kind mm-hmm. of people they are at their heart.
Right.
You know, at the core, like, who is Troy? Who is Casey?
Yeah.
You know, even Tori was like, I couldn't have asked for a better partner. Because nothing shows who you are
like being in that situation. Oh my God, where you feel like you're dying. Up yeah, that's dehydrated.
It.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
it. Yeah. And that person forever becomes like bonded to you.
100%.
You know, I don't know if the same is for Danny and Tori, but for everybody else.
Oh, that's actually, yeah, yeah, good. Okay, so good point, Anissa, that you bring up, because I heard nothing but words of encouragement from Tori. So there was a couple things that stood out to me as interesting about this episode. So on one hand, I heard nothing but words of encouragement for Tori in this final. And while Danny was maybe a little less like specifically encouraging, he was very much just like, you know, don't apologize, like just don't quit. Like he wasn't not
yeah, she's not a quitter.
If that makes sense.
So like, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. He wasn't not encouraging. But I will say this, in interview when they were in that crazy Great Gatsby vibe, like, and I, who comes?
Bitch, you would have loved that. Mine? Oh my God, you would have been
my alley.
You would have yes. been like, wait a minute, I brought my own pearls.
Oh, I would have.
They would have been in your sock from your uniform. Like, that, I thought maybe. Like, I would have brought out a different wig. I asked production to go and get my jewels.
Yes, that would have 100%. Like, that would have been my favorite part.
And the gloves.
And also, I can stay up easily. I'm actually pretty good. I have like weird sleeping habits. So that would have been my moment to shine. Everything else I would have died. But that I would have loved. And I also would have known not to eat that much, because you cannot trust. You cannot trust when they give you stuff. Like, don't ever get comfortable.
Champagne? The itis is a real thing.
It is a real
thing. Especially if you haven't had anything and you've been throwing up. I mean, the fact that they gave them IVs, I'm like, in what world?
Yeah. Yeah. That was even wild too. And not them making
Jordan's face,
the Hunger Games for nutrients.
Right.
Like, not them making them be like, only one of the teammates gets nutrients. And
Jordan's
like,
face had noise when she was like, well, I guess I'm going to take it. And he's like,
yeah. Ugh.
Like, well, that's fair. You know, like, like, but of course wild. It's never fair.
Yeah, it's never fair. But back to the Tori and Danny thing. So what was interesting, though, is the thing that Danny has been fighting, because I just want to, like, it was interesting that it came up. All season, he's been fighting, basically being like, Casey and Jordan are Tori's number ones, and he wanted to be Tori's number one, but also that they would be a problem in the final, right? Mm-hmm. And then at one point, after we see them doing, like, the loops of hell, and you know, Casey and Jordan are right there, mm-hmm. like chugging along. And it's like, yep, this is exactly what Danny was talking about, uh-huh. about like not wanting to see them in a final. So, you know, he wasn't wrong on that part and that standpoint. But on the other hand, I feel like their team played smart to even get to the final, right? Like they got to the final without being in an elimination the night before, because I think that's what was hurting Casey and Troy, right? Mm-hmm. Is that they were still sore from that elimination. But yeah, just everything that Danny was not only fighting for this season, but apparently is still fighting for on Twitter, allegedly.
Oh, girl, I saw. I've been seeing screenshots, because you know I'm not on Twitter anymore.
Yeah.
If you're adding me, I can't Elon see Musk it because I don't know my password, so... Thank you. I think
password
I'm in the
lockout.
Girl, I have no idea.
You're hilarious.
Because it's attached to my school email, which expired. See,
yeah, that happened. Yeah, that happened to me too recently.
I don't give a shit. It's been beautiful. It's like it's like I'm almost on a retreat, but I'm still at my place. It's been wonderful.
Oh, well, that's a good way to look at it. I like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But this, it was all the feels. I will say this. I feel like they should bring back giving prize money to first, second, and third place. Because I think when people, it's been nice in past seasons to see winners share some money. I think that's mm-hmm. lovely. I know Sarah is less of a fan of that, apparently, after if you heard last week's episode. But in general, I think that's lovely. But I think they should bring that back. I don't love this like all for one-ish thing.
Yeah.
Bring it back. They deserve at least something. I feel like they do. And props to all these teams for showing some heart. And also Sarah for being so graceful
supportive.
And gracious with Theo. Yeah.
And so emotional about it, because she really would have died out there, it seems like.
She would have.
A lot of heart.
It would have been interesting to see how far she went
if
paired
he could
with
have.
Else.
But I know in those conditions when like you have nothing and it just mm-hmm. hurts. And you
well,
just,
lesson
when
learned.
The adrenaline starts to, when it does like calm down a little bit, you start to swell and you start to see it. So I get that whole entire moment of when that happens. And then you just get in your head of like, is it worth it? Can I do this? So I know like And anyone who's ever rolled an ankle kind of knows, normally you're not in this position, you know? Of course. Wrap it up, get some ice, go see your doctor. You're not like on a dirt road in Africa. So yeah.
That's fair.
Definitely different.
That's totally fair.
Hope he's doing well, but that totally messes up your rhythm, especially for somebody who is as athletic as Theo is.
I mean, well, at least as athletic as that dolphin badge implied.
Nobody said he could swim. I just meant athletic in terms of running.
If you don't know what we're referencing, go back and listen to last week's episode.
Girl.
Other lesson learned, because he said explicitly, you know, oh, I was looking over like to the left or something, and then I rolled my ankle. So he, you know, stepped on a rock or something, presumably, and then rolled it, or just stepped, kind of landed funny. Between that and your ankle, it's like lesson learned. If in a challenge final or a rocky road, look down when running, even if it seems a little counterintuitive, because these rolled ankles, man, are the ultimate villain of the challenge. Like,
I mean,
they are more reckless than Kellyanne's gameplay. They are just wild. And but overall, I thought it was a beautiful final. I love when I have feels at the end. To me, that is the signifier that, like, I was emotionally invested, and that's how I felt towards the end of this. Who for you, Anissa, were your king and queen of the worlds? And then who's on another planet? And then we're going to do it for the season. Who is your king and queen of the season?
I'm going to do for king or queen. There might be more, but I want to say the person who did it, the soundtrack. Because yes. The beginning when they're getting on the train, I was like, yes, whatever this is. I loved all of that. I mean, this is hard because there's just like so many people I feel like that stood out in this episode of really like doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like a toss-up between Kaz and Troy for me.
Mm-hmm.
Of like Kaz really pushing herself when she felt like there was nothing, and you heard her like screaming and like wanting
to
could hear the pain, and then Troy being so accommodating and just so loving. So I feel like, you know, a lot of people are wearing crowns this episode. On another planet.
Mm-hmm.
TJ?
Not you gonna put Teej.
I mean, I could. I didn't love the train conductor outfit.
It was hilarious.
It was so funny. But whoever created this final is on another planet.
That's who I was putting on the other planet. Mm-hmm. Is whoever was like Ivy's and Gatsby, although again, I appreciate the Gatsby part, but still, Rings of Hell. I feel like, what have you been watching, dear producer? Or like, what's going on in your life? Do we need to talk so that, you know, next time the final's not so dark? I don't know. But that's who would be on the other planet for me. As far as king and or queen, I think for me, it's going to have to go to Troy. And that could be personal too, because maybe I underestimated him the most. I don't want to say underestimated him. Like, I figured he'd finish, but just
you underestimated how he did him.
It, how strongly he did it, that he, again, was willing to take Casey on his back. Like, and I think, yeah, and just all everything. I think, he definitely gets my king of this episode and of the season. There were so many good people, so many great players, but I might even say Troy gets my crown for the whole season, because when I think about the people who were thrown in so many times, him being one of them, right? Thrown in so many times. I feel like overall, while playing the game strategically, maintained a positive attitude. You know, like, he didn't become bitter. He didn't become like, I hate everyone in this house, they're all the worst. Like, you know, he got mad, but, and then just really crushing it out in this final. You know, Team Australia, and it's not just because I'm marrying an Australian.
That's
in a couple
exactly
weeks.
Why.
It is not just because I'm marrying an Australian.
It's not just, but partially.
Okay. No, okay. Yes, Australia has a part of my heart, but in general, I also am very much, I think he gets my crown of the season. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know if I really want a crown for the whole season. It's just, I don't know. I don't know who was on another planet for the whole season.
Yes, I didn't give that for the whole season. I don't know. I feel like different weeks.
People have different times to be like off their rocker a bit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there was a single person this whole season that got on my nerves. Now, granted, Danny, I gave Danny a lot of flack. He got on my nerves a lot of the season. A lot of it. It's true. He's still getting on some people's nerves on Twitter.
Casey and Troy, got he didn't thrown get in elimination a bunch of times and still See? Got there.
That's what I'm saying.
So I feel like, and they finished, and Casey showed like a lot of vulnerability, which yep. I thought was great. I guess their team could kind of. Oh, and Casey spoke up. I mean, whatever. I'll give it to my friend.
Yeah.
And Troy.
There we go. Oh my gosh, Anissa, we're united today. Oh,
it's all right. United front. That. Well, it's so good. You know what time it is.
It is time for the interview.
The first ever Challenge World Championship champion coming to you from the UK. Kaz Crosley.
Wait,
is
do
here
it in your
today.
Accent, Anissa. Nope. Oh, nope.
Coming straight from the UK. Kaz Crosley is here today. We're going to interview her and see how she feels. Is she doing well? Things of that nature. So we're going to do that and we'll be right back.
Attention all Challenge fans. There is a ton of great Challenge merchandise at the Paramount Shop. We're talking t-shirts, yoga mats, workout gear, and more. Whether it's an official Challenge t-shirt for the gym or a hoodie to wear while you watch the latest season, shop everything the Challenge at ParamountShop.com and take 20% off with code CHALLENGE20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Challenge products with code CHALLENGE20 at ParamountShop.com.
All right, folks, we have a very, 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 very special guest today. Not only did she win the Challenge UK, she also is our new and only and first winner of the Challenge World Championship. Please welcome Kaz Crosley.
Woo! Woo! Thank you. Oh my gosh, I love that intro.
You
Thank
killed
you
it.
Oh my God, yes, I can't believe
did.
It.
You didn't die.
I can't believe
you
it.
You thought
honestly.
You were going to, but you didn't die.
You
Mate,
thrived.
That was the hardest thing ever, honestly. Like, thank God for Jordan for literally like dragging me through. But yeah, we did it. I'm so happy. I'm so happy, honestly. It still feels all like a dream. But yeah, having to watch that, it was like, wow, I did that.
Did it give you any emotion, like watching it back? What were the feelings that went through? Because obviously we see a lot of emotion as you're competing, you know, in that moment. What feelings came up when you watched that play back and you saw how hard you were fighting through all of the pain and the challenges of that final?
You know, rewatching it didn't really trigger like the negative emotions. It triggered very like happy feelings, like obviously winning it. And also like, after I did the mountain bike, I know it was quite a short clip, but that was actually really, really hard. Like, honestly, that was probably like the hardest thing for me. Like, of course, the endurance was long, but it was technically like it was a really, really small trail and there was really, really sharp corners. I think Tori said, yeah, this is fucking hard, Danny. But yeah, that was super, super hard. And it was really long as well. Like, obviously, we just saw a quick snippet. But Jordan was going super, super fast because Casey and Troy were in front of us. And I just remember being on that bike. And I hadn't ridden a bicycle since like maybe like 10 years, guys. Like,
really?
And yes. And this is like completely downhill. And you know, like what Jordan's like, he's so competitive and he's going super fast because he knows if he slows down, then we're just going to slow, right? But we have to stay in front with Casey and Troy. So he's going super fast. He's pushing me. You can do it. You can do it. You can do it. And I'm like nearly falling off. Like literally, I nearly felt like I was going to die. Like, cause I was pushing myself so much. And then finally, when it was done, I was like, wow. Like that was the only thing I could think about. Like, I can't believe I did that bike ride, you know? So I was like, I was really excited to watch that back. And it was like 5 seconds on the screen. And I was like, oh my God. But I know myself that I was so proud of myself that I did that, you know?
Yeah. And you're also with like, you know, your partner is a maniac when it comes to these things and like really good at everything.
But so you know, like you would know of everyone, right?
A final with him is one, come on, catch me, is an interesting thing to go through.
Yeah.
I think he was better this time around, but I think
I think he's definitely learned
him...
probably from his experiences overall, like with you and then with me through the show. And he kind of knows how I work, like, you know, when the way he speaks to me and like how
yelling
can, like,
at me doesn't work.
No, yeah, exactly.
It pisses me off. And so I'm a very emotional person. So I was crying during the final. So like, it's a lot, but
I cried the whole season.
It gets really emotional. But the one thing is that like, he's like, it was everything but a triathlon for him. Like, all he had to do was add swimming. Because for him, he does this all the time. He bikes all the time. He runs all the time. So yeah, it's like going with like somebody who's a master.
Of course.
And then keeping up with that should say something about you too, because he's not. He's
He's not normal. He is superhuman. He literally is amazing. Like, they literally call him a challenge champion, and he's won so many, and he's the best, because like, I know he is the best. Like, I trust him with everything. Like, he obviously took so many decisions for us, and yeah, I completely had to just kind of, you know, allow him to take control, because I trusted him to do that. And like, that was the best decision, because I got to the final, and even in the final, he pushed me so hard, and he was really good with me. And there was times that, you know, it got too much, or like, it was hard. Like, there was a time, I think they caught a little bit, but like, I literally couldn't breathe. Like, I found it so hard to breathe. I felt like an asthma attack, even though I hadn't had asthma since I was a child. Like, physically, the air was not going through my throat. It was like my throat was closing up. And his thing was like, do not stop, Kaz, do not stop, do not stop. And I was literally like, I have to stop because I cannot breathe. And then I was like, I think I'm having an asthma attack. And he was like, no, you're not having an asthma attack. And I was like, how do you know what? I'm like, how have you got inside my body to tell me?
Now he's a doctor.
So now you're a doctor on top of everything. And I'm literally like, I can't breathe. And he's like, we're not stopping. And then he literally like got on his knees and was like, let me carry you, let me carry you. And I was like, no, fuck off. Like, you're not carrying me. Like, I can walk, I just can't breathe. Like, so, and then that was like a big thing. And then it was during the loops of hell. Mm-hmm. And then one of the laps, because the laps were long, babe, like literally we did it like four times, and obviously it looks so fast, but this is like the whole day we're running, you know, and the hills and the rocks, you know, Theo like hurt his ankle because the path, it just wasn't flat at all. Like, it was hard. You have to look in front of you, you know? So yeah, this is when I couldn't breathe, and he was like begging me to let him carry him. And it was like, he was saying, I have too much pride, but I knew that if I wanted him to carry me, I would let him, you know? So I was like, I can't breathe. And then he was like, you've got to carry on. And then like, basically we didn't talk to each other for like one of the whole laps. Like, we literally like, didn't speak to each other. But then afterwards, like, we was like, okay, let's be friends again. And then we carried on. So yeah, he definitely pushed me so hard, but he was like really good about it. I think he had learned by the final, like how I work, like as a person, you know? But yeah, we worked really well together eventually.
Kaz, what was your mindset coming into this season, seeing that you were already coming off of a challenge win, you know, like winning the final, and then you're entering this house? Was there additional, do you think that maybe you had additional pressure on yourself? Were you kind of coming in on a clean slate? Like, what was your mentality first coming into the house?
For me, because I was in there with all these people who had done like really long seasons and other shows before. And then I think like I kind of played it down in my head, the UK season, because it was like a lot faster. And, you know, I even said to Theo, I was like, you know, like, how's it feel? Like, I'm a champ before you. And he was like, you're not even a champ. Like, we need a real season. So I was like,
oh, Theo.
Yeah. So in my
head, like, can't let you have it.
Yeah. I'm not a champ. Like, I'm looking around and all these people like are literally beasts. And like the fact like Emily was in there and she was like an Olympian, and then there was just all these like really, really strong, like, you know, physically looking strong women. And then I just had me, and then obviously Zaza, like, who's smaller than me, but she's just, I reckon she's stronger than me. Like, she's so strong, you know. So she, I think, yeah, so I had this kind of self like doubt from the start. Like, I just said to myself, like, I'm just gonna do what I can do, and everything that I do in life, I always do my best anyway. So I don't have to like talk myself up like I'm the best. Like, I just do my best, and then that's just what happens. So yeah, I was really kind of skeptical like what it was going to be like, because I knew I was in for a challenge basically. And then from the first challenge, it was so hard, and I was like, whoa, like, this is what it's going to be like for the rest of the season.
How long was the challenge UK?
It was 6 weeks. I'm sorry, 2 weeks. It was 2 weeks.
I hate you guys. We were in that house for 10.
Yeah, it was 2 weeks.
I need to watch it to see which challenges you did, because I wonder if they were the same ones
We did some of the same ones, weeks. Apparently, of you guys.
Yeah, it almost felt like that was the qualifier. Like everybody doing the same ones and then meeting up on this one.
Yeah, exactly. And it changed slightly, I guess. Yeah, but we did speak about it. Like, oh, did you do this one or did you do this one? And it was like, it was funny because one of the challenges from the UK season when we had to do the ice bath and the putting the piece of the puzzle together. Yeah. So like, I think I won that one and we did it in like 45 minutes or 50 minutes or something. And we thought we were like sick. And then I was like, oh, how long did you take? And then he was like, oh, we did that in like 10 minutes.
Jordan, okay, you might've embellished a bit, but it wasn't that. I only went 3 times back and forth and memorized all of the things at once.
We did it like 10 times and we thought we was like sick. Yeah,
I couldn't get under the wall, girl. I lifted I bench pressed the whole wall.
Oh my
I got
God.
So like claustrophobic. I picked up the whole wall.
Oh my God.
I was
funny
like, get me out of here.
People were doing it like different. Like some were going in backwards, feet first. Some was going head first. Yeah. Like my boobs were like full of sand. Yeah.
Yeah. But that gets you, I feel like that gets you prepared because knowing that, knowing we all did the same things, you came in with knowing that like you're capable of doing these things.
Right.
I think
right,
they just
right.
up it because it is, you know, this champion. You know, chip season.
Right. But yeah, and everyone is really good.
I feel like you had 2 challenges going on because Thea was in the house as well.
Yeah, yes. What was that like? Being in the challenge house with an ex, and did you and Jordan or you and Tori ever sort of bond over that or connect over that? Just the fact that both of you had exes in the, you know, pretty significant exes in the house.
I feel like it was different for me and Theo and then Jordan and Tori because they were like they had some form of friendship, you know, they mm-hmm. they like had communication between them. But like me and Theo going in, we hadn't spoken. Like we did a show together before. It was called X on the Beach and we really, really clashed, like really, mm-hmm. really badly. And we hadn't spoken since then. So I thought, you know, if Theo is there, like, I wouldn't want it to affect my game. So I would be very good at kind of like shutting him out and not letting it affect me because, you know, mm-hmm. it's different, you know, X on the Beach, the challenge, there's 2 different shows. Like one's about finding love and this is like way mm-hmm. more serious. This is like life-changing money. You can't let outside factors like affect your game, you know? And I think he had that same mentality. I think he had the mentality like, if she goes against me, she goes against me. If she wants to work with me, I'll do that. And so where we had both had the same mentality, like we both wanted to win. And then also because the house was full of so many different like characters and they were all from different mm-hmm. countries, you know, I had Zaza there, and Nathan, of course, but like when they had left, Theo was like the only person I could really connect with who really knew me, you know?
Yeah.
So
yeah, same
actually. Same accent, same banter, you know,
maths.
Like say that, take the piss out
same
of everyone.
Maths.
Yes. Maths and that. So yeah, we ended up, yeah, really kind of supporting each other. And yeah, he was really there for me. I feel like I was really there for him as an alliance. Yeah, we worked together well.
Where does your relationship
Not that there was
stand
any help.
Now?
there's still like that kind of, for me, I don't think you can have that close friendship with an ex. Like I know Jordan and Tori are quite different, but I feel like, you know, it's good to love from a distance, you know. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And like we've spoken here and there since the show, mm-hmm. and yeah, there's a lot of love there. And mm-hmm. Yeah, like I wish him all the best, and I'm glad that he's not on good terms now.
That's good. Basically, you're like, I'm in the winner's circle now, for real, Theo.
yeah. Holla when you come to this champ side,
right?
But I also feel he was there for you, like these moments where you're outside and Jordan's on the other side and you're not like really getting a word in edgewise.
Yeah, no.
That can get a little frustrating. And I feel like Theo was there for you in those moments of like, I feel like I need to protect my friend here, or
yes,
at least offer some type of comfort.
Yeah, he was. There was a moment in the show, it wasn't shown, but me and Jordan were having a very, very heated discussion about, you know, going into the elimination and everything like that. And then Theo must have been sat behind me because it was at the bar. And then Jordan said, like, you just said this. And then literally I knew that I didn't say it. So I was like, I didn't say that. And then because Theo had heard the conversation, he like turned around and was like, she didn't say that, bro. And it was like, oh my God, like he had my back. So I'm very grateful for that.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, I like that.
Mad, but it was nice.
Working with Jordan, when it comes to like what Jordan thinks, sometimes it's hard to move him from that.
Oh,
did you
yeah,
experience
completely.
like when I saw you guys with like puzzles and stuff, and like I feel like you saw certain things that he didn't see.
Yeah, and, I mean that definitely happened, but he didn't like he would let me take over as well, so that was good. Yeah, that was really good. I mean, in the swimming challenge when we had that triangle puzzle, like I definitely helped, and he's good at like allowing me to do the puzzles as well, because I have to say something, you know, like sometimes when I don't know, then I will literally not say something, but when I do know, I will say it, you know?
Right.
Sometimes exactly. It takes two brains to make it work.
Was that your relationship the whole time you were paired up?
I think there was just like little things that happened like throughout the challenges that made me kind of, you know, feel very like patronized by him, like the way he like spoke and stuff. But of mm-hmm. course, like when you're new going into the challenge and you have someone that has done it so many times, like you're going to listen to them and you're going to like let them take over and everything like that. But then obviously there came for me a point where I had to say something, and that mm-hmm. was after Tristan and Kellyanne were eliminated. And I actually didn't know that they had this whole plan to get them out, you know? So can you imagine me? Like, I'm actually already upset that I'm, you know, voting some friends in. But I'm thinking that it was, like, completely, like, by accident.
Random, yeah.
Yeah. So when I'm standing up there and I'm That's watching so them compete, tricky. I was watching them compete and I was standing up there and then everything's, like, clicking, babe. Like, literally, I was putting all the pieces of the puzzle together and I was like, what? I was like, and then that was when I was just like, nah. I was like, why are you making decisions as well? And then literally making me feel so bad about them. And then there's a whole nother thing going on about mm-hmm, it. Mm-hmm. And then that's when I said to him after, I was like, I did not know that you did that. And I just want to know, like, why have you kept me out of this situation? And he said, because you might say something to them and you might speak and you might ruin it and blah, blah, blah. And then that was when it was like, do you trust me? Because if you're my partner, you have to trust me. You have to let me in on decisions so I can know what's going on, because we are working together. Like,
it's a team effort.
Exactly. If I walked out of the show, he wouldn't win because his partner's gone. Do you know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
We're fully together. And then he said, oh, you're not as experienced as me. You're this. And then I'm like, okay, like the way you're talking down on me, like it's true, but it's not something where I'm less of a person to you, or I'm less of a partnership, or I shouldn't be treated as equal, you know? We are definitely not the same. We're not the same, but we are definitely equal in this game, right? So then that was when I had to say something. And then after that, it was getting a lot better. And, you know, it was just something that you had to work on. And I will never complain about Jordan, because he literally is amazing and an amazing partner. And for me, someone who doesn't believe in themselves, I don't have that, you know, yeah, I'm gonna be the best, I'm gonna beat everyone, and I'm not like that, you know. And he literally taught me, like, Kaz, like, you are sick, like, you can do this, like, you are literally amazing, and I wouldn't want to be part of anyone else. Like, he was telling me every single day, Kaz, we're gonna win this, like, you know that, right? And I'd be like, yeah, you know, woo. And then but he's knowing that he knows in his head he's gonna win. Do you know what I mean? He pulled mm-hmm. me so much, like, literally, like, he's a fucking sick partner, man. And I couldn't be more grateful to be his partner in this whole game, because I've learned a lot. And, you know, I've obviously benefited from it too, being a winner. Right.
Are you guys still in contact, I'm guessing?
Yeah, literally all the time. Like, we always catch up, and he's always, sending me messages. And it's nice. It is really nice.
That's how I got your phone number. I'm like, Jordan. I spelled your name wrong, like, though, and he was like,
I've got a business number and a personal one. You just messaged me from a personal number, and then I didn't ask.
Thank God. If I hit you up on the business one, I would have been really sad.
Oh, so good.
Do want a headband, but I would have been really sad.
Oh my God, babe, if you want a headband, you just tell me which one you screenshot. Did you see everyone was wearing them as well?
I loved it.
Yeah,
oh, and like, way to also promote your own shit.
But babe, like, they're so handy. Like, obviously it was windy, it was like hot, like, it gets like your hair out of your face. It was
And then
cute.
You had them in interviews, and I was like, they're so cute.
Yeah,
yeah,
babe,
can
I
we
didn't
get
even
on
have
some
to
of that,
force
Kaz?
People.
Can we get some Kaz merch over here at the Official Challenge Podcast?
Of course you can. Of course you can. It was
I'll wear
so
a headband
nice.
Every time I interview people.
Thank you. It was really nice when they were asking me, like, oh, I'm about to do an interview, can I borrow a headband? I was like, oh my God, like, I have to force my friends to wear them. You just want to wear them. Thanks.
Kez, who else did you come away from in that house with a particularly close relationship? Maybe one that we didn't really get to see, but was there anyone else that you really bonded with, or maybe a relationship that like surprised you that you developed in the house?
Okay, so I have two probably to mention. Mm-hmm. So one being Kiki. So everyone obviously saw that me and Zara were really close, right? And I probably didn't come out my show until she went home. But Kiki, me and Zara shared a room together. And honestly, like that girl, she is so hilarious. She is so cool. Like she would help me wear my clothes. She would borrow me her clothes. And she was just like such a nice roommate to have, because I literally felt like I could talk to her about anything. And she felt like my proper big, big, big sister in there. Like, honestly, I love her so much. And we literally talk all the time.
She seemed like such a sweetheart. We had her on the podcast. She's hilarious. I do have a question then about your take on this, because I've been seeing on social, there's been kind of a debate, and we had conflicting stories here on the podcast, or just different perspectives. The whole Kiki versus Emily dynamic, right? Like, there, as a viewer, there's one thing, like, on, you know, it seemed that maybe Kiki felt like Emily kind of had it out for her from the beginning and was upset maybe about their previous experience on the challenge and Kiki winning. Mm. Emily felt like Kiki made that up in her head. And obviously I'm paraphrasing, but and for those listening, you can go back and listen to the previous interviews with them and kind of get some context. But it seemed that
Emily said that about Kiki.
Yeah, Emily. No, so right. Kiki felt like maybe Emily had a chip from the previous chat, like from their Australian
challenge.
Yeah, and
then Emily said she's making it up.
Yeah, and Emily felt like Kiki was making it up in her head, and that ultimately Kiki and even Troy like had it out for Emily, and that Kiki and Troy were kind of the bad guys. And so I'm curious, not as to who the bad guy is, but like, were they both in their heads about like, where did this, I mean, because Team Australia was not united by any means at any point. So what are your thoughts having been in the house?
So having been in the house, obviously from the first episode, and the first elimination before we were even partnered with our legends, Kiki and me got voted in, right? And there was like a weird kind of energy in the house. And Kiki told me, like, I think Emily knew this was going to happen. And obviously, like, she didn't say anything. Like, I reckon this was planned. I'm like, babe, like, you're defo paranoid right now. Like, that didn't happen. So when I'm watching it, I'm like, oh, Kiki was right. So Kiki was right from the get-go, you know? And she, honestly, from being in the house and seeing, like, them saying, oh, hi, babe, well done, da-da-da. It was like, it was so fake. Like, there was no kind of, from the first initial thing when Team Australia happened, they were never going to be aligned, because they didn't want, you need to want the best for your partner, you know, like you need to want the best for your teammate. If any of my teammates win, if Tristan won, if Zaza won, if Nathan won, I'd be so happy for them. How can you be in the interview saying, you know, I don't have to win with Team Australia. Like I'm the only one who needs to win. Like if you have that mentality, you don't care about your teammates. Do you know what I mean? So that's my take on it. That's my take on it. And I didn't really see that in the house, but I definitely saw that now watching it back. And, yeah, I mean, maybe Emily knew that Kiki had the power to beat her in a final. So from the, you want to get out the people that, you know, you're most
competitive.
Win.
Yeah. Okay, this is getting spicy. We're going to take a quick break, but don't go anywhere because we'll be right back after this.
Attention all Challenge fans. There is a ton of great Challenge merchandise at the Paramount Shop. We're talking t-shirts, yoga mats, workout gear, and more. Whether it's an official Challenge t-shirt for the gym or a hoodie to wear while you watch the latest season, shop everything The Challenge at ParamountShop.com and take 20% off with code CHALLENGE20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Challenge products with code CHALLENGE20 at ParamountShop.com.
Was there anything else that just went down in the house that we didn't see that, you know, was significant or that stood out to you that ultimately didn't ever make air?
There was definitely more confrontations with me and Jordan that didn't get aired. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think now. There was loads of nights out that didn't get aired.
Any fun things happen out on those nights out? Sometimes those can be the starter of some.
Darrell's birthday was pretty fun. I don't think they showed that. I'm not sure. I can't remember.
Darrell's so funny.
He's Anybody hilarious. Make out that we didn't know made out, Kaz?
I think me and Tori made out in the bus as a dare on the way back from a night out. That's the only thing that pops into my head.
Yeah. Oh, that's cute. You and Jordan have another thing in common. That's like,
I'm not gonna take all your exes. No, it was fun. It was fun. It was just, we were just being fun, and like the nights out were the best times where everyone could forget about, you know, like what was going on in the house, I think, and that people really came together and just like respected that together.
Well, I want to know more about this final because it looked hard. It looked really dry. It looked like something I would never want to do.
Really dry.
It did. It was dry out there.
It was hella dry.
It was definitely dry. It was like, yeah, it really was dry. Was it the final you expected? Like, did you expect it to be as hard as it was?
I expected it to be really hard, but I didn't expect, you know, all of us, we were such high level of endurance, like competitors, like even Casey, and for our bodies to be shutting down, like that's not a normal level of like competition. Mm-hmm. Like there was obviously something like that was pushing us, for us bodies to shut down. So it was definitely harder than it even looked hard for you guys, but I said, like, I don't even think it looks hard, like as hard as that what it was, you know.
Well, no, they cut out all of it because they can't take us on hours.
The 2 day, the 2 day
hours and hours of that. But what was okay? What was worse, the smoothie or the 4 laps?
The smoothie,
like the 16 mile.
No,
laps.
No. I don't think anyone understands how hard that smoothie, like horrible that smoothie is, because
I can't do it. I just can't.
I was watching that and I was like, oh my god, I look like a fucking,
I felt so bad
right
for
now.
You
no, because I
describe it to us, Kaz,
thinking like it's just a smoothie, like fucking drink it, like no, this is not a normal smoothie, bearing in mind I've already drunk it at the qualifier, but this one is like 20 times worse because they put like a really thick kind of chunky thing in it, which made it really, really, like the texture was already bad, the smell is already really bad, but now it's like 10 times as thicker. Yeah.
So, what was in it?
Yeah, did you find out any ingredients that went into that?
No, I didn't want to know. It was disgusting. When you,
well, what did it smell like? Taste like? Give
yeah,
me
describe
something.
It to us, Kaz.
It smelled like really, 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 really gone off. Like, I don't know, something that has been gone off for like 100 years. Like, that's how bad it smells. And
so it smelled like moldy, rotten.
It was like a moldy, yeah, like a, but not any mold, like not like moldy cheese, like
rotten.
Really bad, like. Really
sour.
Really bad. Yeah, kind of sour. Anyway, when you drink it, it doesn't go in your throat. It literally doesn't go down. Your body immediately, what's it called?
Rejects it.
Rejects it, yeah. Your body immediately rejects it. Even if you wanted to drink it, it's impossible, yeah?
So but did like, anyone not throw up?
No one. Everyone throws up. You can't drink it without throwing up. Like, literally. No. There's not one person that can drink that without throwing up. So when I'm going to do it on the final now, I can smell it and my body automatically remembers it from the qualifier.
Of course.
Yeah. And it remembers how bad it was. And in the qualifier, I was running around the stadium and I was throwing up as I was running around. And obviously my body just didn't want to go through that again. Like, as much as I wanted to drink it, it was saying no. So I'm like,
I can't.
I couldn't even put it to my mouth, babe. It was like, hey, okay. And then I was like, hey, get into the mode. You have to drink it. And I just couldn't do it. That's why I was like, I mean, it was kind of fake crying. Like, I wasn't actually crying. I was like, I can't do it. And then obviously I'd done it in the end, but I was thinking, oh my God, like, it looks like I'm just like, don't want to drink it, but it was bad. And then when Danny couldn't drink it, I was like, oh, thank God they showed that. Because look, a grown ass man like Danny couldn't drink it either, because our bodies recognized it. Like, the legends didn't have to drink that. So this is the first time they're doing it. Second time round.
Oh, good point. Yeah, good
second time
Tori
round.
Was puking her ass so off, harder. Though.
Tori
was puking.
Yeah. No, everyone was peeking because, like,
but I hear you that your body wasn't fight. You were fighting not just the smoothie. You were literally fighting your body because your body had common sense, even though you didn't in that moment. Which is your body exactly. Like, no, I'm not doing this again because it recognized it.
Mm-hmm. Our bodies are very, very clever. Like, it was mad. But yeah, it happened to Danny. The same thing. It recognized it and it wouldn't let him take it down. That's what happened to me.
Okay, so now let's move to the Great Gatsby feast, because that was a trip. That was crazy as hell. What were you all's thoughts? You walk into this room, you see all this food, then you put on these old ass costumes. Like, is everyone really skeptical? Are you just like, F it, I don't care. I'm happy to eat and chill. Like, before TJ brings out the shot collars and tells you kind of, you know, the twist.
What was I thinking when I saw the food?
Yeah, when you saw the food and then the costumes, were you like, this is weird? You know, what?
I was just like so hungry because we hadn't eaten that day. Like literally like when we woke up and we'd done all of that stuff, we mm-hmm. hadn't eaten anything. So I was starving and I was just ready to eat, I think. And as I was eating and eating and eating, I love food so much. And then everyone was looking at me like, why are you eating so much? And then they was like, it's a twist. Like, there's definitely a catch to it. And then mm-hmm. I was just like, I don't think I'm so hungry. And the food was so good. So I think everyone was just really weird vibes. The atmosphere then was very weird. But obviously, we'd lost Sarah and Theo.
Right.
No, I was just sitting here like, what the fuck is going on right now? Like, it was just very weird. And the people who were like probably smarter than me were just thinking there's a twist here, there's a catch.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah.
This is where you just eat a piece or two of bread.
Exactly.
And there's people that weren't eating. And I was like drinking the champagne everything.
Not you drinking the champagne.
I would have had the champagne.
What did you get?
If you put me in that ridiculous outfit.
I love that.
We didn't even know what we looked like, honestly.
Oh,
you
so
look
funny.
Like dirt. You look like dirty people that ran a final that put on these ancient dresses
that hijacked some people from like
I thought
the 1920s.
You did look cute, but you looked. I mean, there is no make. Everybody's like dirty. There's
no,
puke on
bad.
You before you. Yeah.
Did you
definitely
get to rinse off before
good.
Putting those clothes on, or did you literally
no.
just have to put on the Gatsby clothes?
You mm-hmm. had to put on the clothes for my little stick. It was disgusting.
There was no shower in the train, was there?
No shower. It's funny.
There just was a sink and a toilet.
Literally. It was bad.
I don't miss that. I don't miss that at all. I want to know if during this final at all, there was a point where you were like, you know what? I killed that. And I don't know if Jordan would have been able to do that without me.
Yes,
like a part
the slide
that
of
you
puzzle.
Really like.
The slide of puzzle.
You killed that. You were like, wait, I know what I'm doing.
You're no, like, no, I know no. it's wrong. You literally said to him, I think at one point, like, no, I just know it's wrong. I'm not letting you talk because I know it's wrong.
She did in her interview. Really... She was like, I know he's wrong.
He was getting really frustrated because it was hard. That side puzzle was really, really hard. Yeah, he nearly broke it because he was so frustrated. So I was like, breathe, just breathe. It's okay. But
I'm not
like...
surprised.
I used to like play on the slide puzzles like when I was younger. I don't know if I was like preparing for the challenge, but it definitely helped, you know. But yeah, I think I've done that quite well. No. When I do something, I'm very proud of myself in our partnership because obviously Jordan's so good at everything. So when I do something, I'm like, yes, yeah, like good for you, you know. And when we got to that first checkpoint of the of the loops of hell, and we had to do that. What's the code? I was like, the code is. I don't even think he knew that what I was doing. But
oh yeah, you did know the math. You were like, it's 204, whatever it was. I was like, you were doing maths,
right?
We were doing maths.
That's the thing is, like, with my math skills, like, okay, I definitely like need to practice on them. But I think when it comes to maths and puzzles, like, it's not actually maths; it's puzzles, you know. And that's why when I was on that. The challenge before the final when we were doing the sabotage one, you know, and we gave it to Theo and Sarah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And I was going, I don't know if you saw it, and I was going, what's that bottom number? Like, I can't see it. What's that bottom? And everyone was ignoring me because they were like, shut up, kind of like, you don't know what you're doing. And then I was just like, and finally like looked and I saw it. And then I was like, hey, hold on. They're like, is it this? And they've been doing it for ages. Like they was trying to do it. And I thought, they can't do it. I'm definitely can't do it. Like, I'm just going to chill down here. Yeah. And then I've looked at it. And then when I actually got the puzzle and I was like, wait, like, what's 7 times 5? Like, they were like, 35. I was like, wait, I think I know it. And then that's how they got the puzzle. And Jordan was like, well done, Kaz, like, you smashed that. And I was like, I felt really good. You know, after I lost that math challenge, I felt like shit. I probably felt like shit. So when I got that, I felt well good. I didn't have to win it. I just felt sick, you know?
I love that.
Thanks.
it's just the accent for me too. You could talk about anything. I wouldn't even care.
That's
I wouldn't
true.
even care if you were wrong. I couldn't even get mad. I'd be like, well, it's just maths, you know?
It's true. But Anissa does a great one. I love Anissa's
Your accent
accent
is so
on
like
her. It's so
Oliver
good.
Twist, though. It's so like, oh, I'm so
Oh, I want to
British.
be Oliver Twist.
Oh,
I love
like, give
that.
me a cup of tea, yes. Like Bridgerton.
I don't even think it's
Bridgerton.
that proper.
Proper, mate. It's proper Oliver
I don't think
Twist.
it's proper. No, I don't think it's that
Do
proper.
I
Get me back
sound
to
like
London.
that?
I'll show
Please.
you.
You know,
No, I love what you, how you sound.
I've been like talking like so American, like since I've been living with you American people in the house. Like, you know, you just said that, not you, do da 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 da. That's what Justine would talk like. So I'd be like, not me, da 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 da. Like that picked it up from her. And then like when you say y'all. And I think the other day I hurt my shoulder and I was like, oh, my shoulder's so jacked up. And then someone's like, what the fuck did you just say? Like, you don't fucking say that. I was like, ew.
Were there, yeah, please don't adopt our accent or words. Your accent's
I'm
way
not
better.
trying
It's way better. Were there any other cultural differences in the house, you know, in the beginning, having so many different cultures brought together? Were there any other kind of funny or unique standout things of how different cultures did things differently that you noticed?
Oh my God, completely. So, you know, English people always drink tea. Like, that's not even a joke. Like, we love tea. So after, like, when we come home from a challenge, like, we had to drink our tea, and everyone would be like, "Oh, what are you drinking?" And I'd show people like how we make tea and show them properly. Oh, I've never drunk this before, blah blah. And then the Argentinian people had mate, and they had their mate, and they were like drinking mate. And then I'd never drank that before, and it was just really nice. Like, there were so many culture differences, but nothing bad. Like, it was just so, I loved it. I loved being like, I'd never met Argentinian people before that, so I didn't know any about like mate, and I would learn so much. And you know, we had so much free time to talk about things, and we just learned so much about other people's cultures. And I love traveling, and I love doing new things. So it was really nice to be in a house site with mixed cultures and people and countries and accents and
Love that.
words. Oh, there was one, there was they didn't show it, but it was funny that we had like a full-on discussion about different things. Like, you guys called your garbage or trash, and we're like, no, it's rubbish.
It's
We had like a
rubbish.
we had a massive argument about like, what's a garden. I was like, that's my garden. And then they'd be like, no, that's a yard. I'm like, what the fuck is a yard? Like, that's a garden. And he's like, no, a garden is literally like,
God is like flowers that you plant.
no, like, garden is like, if I have a garden in my house, like, that's a garden, you know. And that literally was a back and forth for ages. So that was fun. We realized like, we have so many different words for so many different things, so
Yeah, like Grant called his children ankle biters. We call small dogs ankle biters.
I've never heard that, ankle biters.
Yeah.
That
He
is
was like, my little
wild.
ankle biters. I'm like, excuse me? Because Grant has an accent, so
Yeah.
I
I
love it.
love the Aussie accent. It's
I
hilarious.
love it
I can't
too.
do it
I could It was just funny. It definitely was funny.
Now that you're a back-to-back champion, what have you been up to since winning, Kaz? I mean, we know you're in Thailand right now, correct? So what have you
Yeah.
been doing?
So I came back to see the kids, and I've just been chilling. I've really just been kind of just chilling out and being grateful for everything and just taking a step back. I think I was really go, 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 go. And now this has happened. Yeah, I'm like, wow, I can enjoy a few holidays now, treat myself. I
Yeah,
went
what
to
are you
some.
treating yourself to after the one? What's like the first big thing that you're getting for yourself or that you got for
So
yourself?
I invested in like a small house in Dominican Republic, like in the Caribbean.
Ooh,
oh, that's
So
nice.
I'm gonna build that. Yeah, it's gonna be like my little getaway house. Oh yeah, it's beautiful, but it's not built yet. So there's that.
Well,
And
when
then,
it is, you have my phone number.
oh my gosh, yeah, everyone
I
can
speak
come.
Spanish. I'll be
Do
right down there.
you? No, that's so cool.
Anissa, speak it in a British accent, please. That's.
I don't think I could do that. I could, but it's too early.
I have faith in you. Next go round, we'll have to check that out. What's next for you, Cass? Like, would you do another season? Have you now been bitten by the bug? Are you going to go out on top? What's?
No, I would definitely do another season for sure. It would be nice to do a season with like people I'm really strongly aligned to, as in. I get why when you guys go do like shows and stuff and then you come back and then you have these really strong alliance, like obviously Tori, Casey and all of that stuff. Like I get it now because you make such a bond with these people and then, you mm-hmm. know, you are really, really friends and you wouldn't fuck them over like in the game. So yeah. I think like there's so many people I'd love to do the show with. Like obviously I'd love to do it with Zara again. Like I feel like she has so much potential. I'd love to even just watch her.
She really does.
I'd love to just not even do it and then just watch her because I know that she can like kill it. Even Georgia, like me and Georgia are super close. So it would be nice to do a challenge like with my friends. But obviously if that doesn't happen, then that doesn't happen. But I would definitely wouldn't turn it down. I would love to do another one. I don't know how soon.
Well, you seem likable. I'm sure you've made friends already. So it's all you have to do is like get in when different people aren't there because it's like, if not all your friends are there, you get to be with like your new friends.
Yeah.
And then can create your own alliances. Like,
yeah,
if I go hard. And Tori's not there, I just got other people that I'm going to have to trust.
You're going to have to,
fine. It just makes things difficult the more you do because the more friends you make, the harder it is to separate
right.
and then vote and whatever.
Well.
But that's why it's easy. Just like grab a couple friends that you really like and then just say fuck it to everybody else.
Definitely.
It does make it easier.
Definitely.
But, I mean, I think that you're likable. You'll do well.
Thanks.
Maybe I'll be on there with you.
Yeah, we can team up.
Okay, I'm fine with that. You've heard it here first.
Anissa, forever politicking. I love that. I love that.
Forever politicking. I'm so bad at it, babe. Like, literally, I'm so bad.
I'm just friendly with people. I just have a great social. Like, I'm not really a politician per se.
But yeah, person, that's exactly Cass. What a politician would say is, I'm not actually a politician.
No, I'm not. I'm not into it. I don't like them. I just play very like Jordan. Like whatever's going to happen, it's going to happen.
Do
if I have to go down in the sand, I do. But there are ways of avoiding. It's like, you know, you pick and choose your battles. Like if I can avoid this, I will. But I don't have to do all of this to get there. Like there are ways to kind of finagle your way in and out of stuff.
Well, Jordan wanted to volunteer himself into the elimination.
Yeah, whatever. That's craziness. That's so crazy. And that's so Jordan. And I'm glad you guys didn't.
Yeah, me too. Because that elimination was the maths one in the sand.
Can you imagine?
Maths in the sand. I would have died. I really remember being up there thinking, oh my God, I'm so glad we did that deal with Emily. Yes, because I could not do this elimination. Literally.
Well, you never know.
Yeah, but. I think you came onto this season, Kaz, with such, I don't know, like a positive energy, such grace. And also, it's interesting because to me, from the jump, you had both the swagger of a badass, but the humility of like someone everybody could root for, like someone that was super relatable. And so watching you go through this journey and prove to the world, but also hopefully to yourself that you are indeed, ma'am, a badass.
Thank you.
All while maintaining this like grace. and now you can tell Theo you've won over the course of multiple weeks, basically, put together since he wanted to.
Yeah,
you know,
Now I'm a champ, exactly.
A double
like it took
champ.
Me 2 months to get two wins. What about you?
Literally back to back. Yo, I always forget that. People say, back to back champ, and I'm like, oh yeah, shit, like I won the UK one. I don't know, it's just like a massive, massive blur, but I think everything just happened for a reason. It all just came together. Mm-hmm. And I had to do a lot of, you know, learning myself and overcome a lot of mental battles in there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I believe in myself, but it doesn't project out of me. Do you know what I mean? I was always the one like nervous before a challenge. I was always the one like panicking and, you know, crying or whatever. And I think to other, I don't know, right? This is just my opinion, but I think the other competitors maybe underestimated me because of how I was in the games. Of course, mm-hmm. like Jordan was so strong and Jordan was so good and everything like that. But the way I like portrayed myself. I wasn't always like overly confident and always like, you know what I mean? So they, I think they did. And then when we did the math challenge, the one where literally the legends didn't have to do anything, and then I lost that one, I think for other people, they maybe thought like, oh, maybe Kaz is going to slow Jordan down. That's what I think. Because I just don't really understand why they let us get to the final. Like,
no, because of Tori. That's why I asked it. If you asked Danny, Danny that he 100% gone. Will tell you it was all because of Tori. All because of Tori.
Wow, that is so nice to have like your ex kind of like back you that hard. Like, that's really nice.
Not to so Danny, thanks, but yes.
Thanks, Tori. Yes, yeah. Sorry, Danny. So funny, me and Danny hardly spoke through the whole show. Like, we literally didn't even like have one conversation. We were just like, yeah, we're just so different. Like, and obviously I knew that he was like trying to get us out, so I was just like, was the, there's not
for
really
what?
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah
But then at the end of it, like the final, he was like, do you know what, Kaz, good for you, like, well done, like, you smashed it. And they literally came second, so I think Danny probably thought, yeah, we definitely should have got them out before.
Oh, yeah. He definitely verbalized that and thought that the whole time. And on Twitter, is still, yes, like, very much what I'm saying. Yep,
I don't go on Twitter, babe. I think it's such negative vibes. So I literally
I hate it.
I'd love to read like the good stuff.
I can't.
Yeah, sometimes it can be funny. But I read some of it, and it's funny. He definitely, and he wasn't wrong. I mean, he wasn't wrong in wanting to get you guys out, because
oh my God, he would have
proved. Yeah, you guys proved exactly what he was saying. So he wasn't wrong. But anyone who doubted you this season was definitely wrong, because you came out on top. You did it in such a beautiful way. It was so lovely watching your journey, and so excited that you are cemented as a member of the Challenge family. You know, before we see you on another season in the future, for those who want to keep up with you, for those who want just like a hint of your accent,
a headband,
yes, where can they follow you on social media?
So on Instagram, I am Kaz Crossley, and yeah, I have my headband company, Kaz Band, and then I'm also really passionate about Muay Thai. And I run my own community just for women back in the UK. And we've started doing retreats.
I want to go.
Yeah, so we've started doing retreats. And my first retreat is in Thailand, which is why I'm here. I just thought I'd visit the kids first. And basically, to basically empower women and to make them feel fit and show them how amazing they are. But of course, like, create also a space for women to train such like a masculine, aggressive sport that apparently, you know, women aren't supposed to do. So I'm really passionate about that.
They kick ass at that too.
Yes, thank you. I'm so passionate about it. And I've got my Muay Thai shorts out now with Venom, which I'm really proud of.
That's cool. Amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I've never worn them. I only wore like little biker shorts and shit.
Because Muay Thai shorts are really unflattering for women, just the way they're made. Like, they're just made for men.
Yeah, they're awful.
Right. So I thought, let me just make my own. And I've collabed with Venom, which is like a really big brand in the fight scene, and brought out my own shorts. So I want to take Muay Thai to women worldwide and show people like how amazing it is and how amazing you can feel. Thank you.
So I think cool.
It definitely helped with my endurance, I reckon, because like you need endurance. And training in Thailand is so hot, babe. Like, and when we were running that final, it was really, really hot. And I just thought, wow, like my body is accustomed to this because of all the running that I've done, like with the kids and everything. Like they run every single day and the heat, and it's like not a problem for them. So that's what I had in my head when I was running the final. I was just thinking about the kids the whole time.
They train like crazy out there. I've never seen under like a tin roof that just like, and outside, there's no air conditioning.
They're just in it. There's no fan, no air conditioning. That's just life.
Yeah, we did a challenge there, and we would drive past them all the time, and I'm like, can I go train? They're like, absolutely not.
Oh my God.
I don't want to get beat up by a 9-year old. Get beat up by a 9-year old.
That's why I
get my ass kicked.
Exactly. That's why I was pushing myself. I was thinking, like, I ran 27 kilometers with all the kids because we were raising money for their visitor housing, and they were not complaining once. Like 27 kilometers is a long, long, long time. They was getting blisters on their feet on the last like 10 kilometers, and they took their shoes off and ran barefoot with me outside.
Wow.
In the fucking Thailand countryside, like, and there was like snakes on the floor and everything, and they was not complaining. So I was just like, I can do this final if they can. They're like, they had like 3 11-year-olds running with me, and they ran the whole thing. with me. So I was just thinking about them. Yeah.
Well, they should be very proud. I know they're very proud of you.
And the UK is very proud of you too for holding it down. So grateful to you for coming on the podcast, Kaz. Thank you. We can't wait to see everything that you're doing next. Make sure you go follow Kaz on socials and cop a headband and some shorts.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Attention all Challenge fans. There is a ton of great Challenge merchandise at the Paramount Shop. We're talking t-shirts, yoga mats, workout gear, and more. Whether it's an official Challenge t-shirt for the gym or a hoodie to wear while you watch the latest season, shop everything the Challenge at ParamountShop.com and take 20% off with code CHALLENGE20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Challenge products with code CHALLENGE20 at ParamountShop.com.
That was a wonderful interview with the Challenge World Championship champion, Kaz. So fun. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Man, what a season.
Right?
Such goodness.
I feel like it went by so fast.
It did. Like it really kind of did. Eye,
all that drama and messiness just came to the, like, after the final, I'm like, oh, now what?
Yeah.
Ah, the next season of the Challenge, something.
But if you want your fix in the meantime, between time, if you feel like you just can't get enough, then you can follow Anissa on social media. Anissa, where can they do that?
Just on Instagram at Anissa MTV. That's A-N-E-E-S-A MTV. Devin, where can they find you?
You guys can find me at devinsimone.com. That is Devin with a Y, Simone with an I.com. Scroll at the bottom. You'll see all my socials. You can also follow me on Amazon. We do some live streams. We'll do some this coming week. So I'll give you a shout out if you join that. You can even just Google Devin Simone Amazon and my page will come up. Click follow. Or Instagram. That's Devin with a Y, Simone with an I on IG, Twitter, TikTok, all the things. Yes. And if you like this episode, make sure that you rate, review it on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, and then tell a friend, and then more friends, and then friends after that, and then people that you see on the street that you don't really know, tell them also. We greatly appreciate it, and we appreciate you being a part of the Challenge family.
And just because this season is over, that doesn't mean you can't rewatch this season or any other season of the Challenge on MTV and Paramount Plus. Catch up on all the things you haven't seen. Go back for the nostalgia. But just go take a little visit over there.
Yeah, a lot of people were doing rewatches on Reddit, I saw. So definitely check it out. And then we will see you next time on MTV's official Challenge podcast,
where you can find tea and much, much more.
Oh, I love it.
Attention all Challenge fans. There is a ton of great Challenge merchandise at the Paramount Shop. We're talking t-shirts, yoga mats, workout gear, and more. Whether it's an official Challenge t-shirt for the gym or a hoodie to wear while you watch the latest season, shop everything the Challenge at ParamountShop.com and take 20% off with code CHALLENGE20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Challenge products with code CHALLENGE20 at ParamountShop.com.